This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
After more than a year of negotiations, the administration and faculty union at Temple University have agreed on a new 5-year contract. The deal would give full-time employees $10,000 raises with 3% increases each year after. The union says health care costs would not go up for the 2,300 members of the Temple University Association of Professionals. The union's previous contract expired in October of last year. The tentative agreement now goes to union members and Temple's Board of Trustees for ratification. So 24 landlords in New Jersey were notified they violated a state policy preventing them from asking about a person's criminal history on rental applications. With more, KWSB South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
A notice of violation went out to 25 landlords, including some in Atlantic, Burlington, and Camden counties, for allegedly not complying with the Fair Chance Housing Act. That law prohibits an application firm saying those with criminal records would not be considered for housing. Attorney General Matt Platkin says a criminal background does not automatically disqualify someone from renting an apartment, and stable housing is a necessity for someone to return to their community. There are some exceptions. Landlords can ask about people who are required to be on the sex offender registry and those convicted of manufacturing meth. Under the law, a conditional offer must first be extended to everyone else before doing a criminal background check, and landlords must present valid explanations to formally withdraw that offer. The first offense is punishable by a $1,000 fine. It goes up to $5,000, then $10,000 for subsequent offenses. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.